Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
So the Scrantastic Spectacular happened Monday. Boy, did we luck out with the weather, too, because I was reading earlier in the day and they were canceling fireworks displays for Monday night because of rain anticipated. But we had no issues in Scranton at all. And it was just a fun time. My wife, Michelle, was hanging with me. She was there. She's here right now. You love it, right?
It's honestly one of my favorite days of the year. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And it's a nice get together. And we also walked away at the end of the night. My boss, Ryan, said, hey, you like Yingling, right? Why don't you take a couple of cases home? We had extra, so.
Where's the bell?
Yeah, where is the bell? It was like Christmas morning. But one of the other things, I usually get to introduce, you know, the audience to the mayor and also to one of the county commissioners. And I was talking to them for a few minutes right after I had some meatballs and some snacks and things like that. And even though there's no mirrors and it's portable toilets, you know, I'll walk around and go, you know, trying to clean out my teeth as I'm going up there. Anyhow, I go up and I'm talking to them for a while. And we go up, we do the introductions on stage, we come off. And one of my favorite listeners, Patty, who is from Troy Street Coffee Company, actually goes to me, you got some stuff in your teeth right in the middle there.
Whoops.
Sitting there. So I'm like, great, thanks, Patty. And I appreciate you telling me that. But then I just realized, wow, I was just talking to the mayor and to the county commissioner with whatever was in my teeth. And I came back to you, I was like, couldn't you have told me there was something in my teeth?
But see, here's the thing. I didn't even know you left.
No.
I didn't even know you were gone. I was sitting there talking to your boss's wife. Yeah. We're having a great time. Yeah. So,
did you know, you didn't know even at any point there was stuff in my teeth?
No, because like I said, I didn't even realize you weren't there.
All right, so.
Sorry.
To the mayor and county commissioner, I apologize. Normally I don't have stuff in my teeth. I'll just let you know. I guess it's happened. Embarrassing things that have happened to you in front of a mayor or a county commissioner or whoever it was in front of. Let us know your story. Hey, Paula, what's going on?
So you wanted to know the most embarrassing moment that ever happened.
Yeah, for me it was, you know, having stuff in my teeth in front of Mayor Paige Cognetti and the county commissioner, Chris Chermak. What was yours?
Mine was the day that I was coming home from church, and I had a skirt on, and the elastic broke in it, and it fell.
Oh, so you're walking along, and boom, right to the ankles, huh?
Yes, sir.
So what did you do? You didn't trip on it, right? You just picked it up and held it?
That's right, and I went inside, and I was like, Mom, you gotta come and see this. Well, she just started laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Did anybody see this happen, or is it just you, luckily?
It was between me, my mom, and, I don't know, some cars that were going by, but I don't even know if they were paying attention.
There you go. Well, if they were blowing the horn and saying, yeah, then they were. We got Danielle, who is on the phone here. And Danielle, you were involved in a fashion show that was happening in a mall, so how'd you get involved?
You know, one of the girls didn't show up, and she was supposed to model a strapless dress. And they're like, they really wanted to show this dress, and I was the closest size. So I'm like, I'll do it, even though I didn't have the proper undergarments to wear a strapless dress. Okay. So, and this was in the mall, and it was full of people. And as I walked to the top of the runway, which was steps, as I'm wearing this strapless dress, as I got to the top step, I stepped on the dress. Oop. I didn't realize it. So as I stood up, it pulled the entire dress down, and I flashed everyone.
There you go. What mall was this?
It was the Galleria in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a while ago, but yeah. But the person who was my escort in the tux immediately asked me out on a date, so he must have liked the view.
I was going to say, I wonder why that would be, right?
Yeah, why would he be like all of a sudden and just like, hey, by the way, no reason, but would you like to go out? So yeah, so that was mortifying.
There you go. He's the head of your fan club.
Yes. So anyway, I feel like that was pretty embarrassing.
That's a great story. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. problem. You guys have a great day. And your wife, no wonder your son is so good at what he does, because between both of your genetics and how great you sound on the radio, he had no choice but to be.
See, there you go. I'll tell him that. He'll love to hear that. Michelle will love to hear that, too.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Yeah, she sounds amazing. All right, cool. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.